Zimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, May 24th, 2023. This is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube. Tonight, we are talking about Africa Day. Millions of people are expected to commemorate Africa Day tomorrow amid turmoil in some countries crippled by civil strife, poverty, and hunger. But first, let's have a look at what is happening in Zimbabwe and other nations. In Zimbabwe today, it is the second day and last day of a consultation process at schools where government is pushing for an extension of the Continuous Assessment Learning Activities, or CALA, introduced in 2015. The first phase of the program ended last year. While the government is pushing for its extension, some students, teachers and parents say CALA should be dumped or scaled down so that children can focus mainly on academic studies. And the United Nations says it recorded nearly 8,000 civilian deaths in Ukraine since Russia invaded last year, as it warned the world is failing to protect civilians. A Russian official told the Associated Press on Wednesday that the Belgorod region along the border with Ukraine came under attack by drones overnight. The attack came a day after Russia said it halted a cross-border ground attack in the same area. Russia blamed the raid on Ukrainian military saboteurs, while Ukraine contended that it was an uprising against the Kremlin by Russian partisans. Namhla zulukandaba sixoxa ngosuku lwe-Africa Day. Ngesikhathi izwekazi le-Africa libhekane lehlupho eziningi kakhulu ezigoqela impi zomvukela, indlala lokunye. Singaxoxi ngodaba lolu, sike sikhangele okunye okwenzakala eZimbabwe lakwamanye amazwe. Uhlelo lokuhlolisisa okufundiswa ezikolo, ikakhulu uhlelo lwe-Continuous Assessment Learning Activities kumbe iCALA, lugqitshwa namuhla. Abanye abantwana besikolo, abazali lababalisi bakhala ngohlelo lolu, bathi kumele lumiswe kumbe lwenziwe kancane kancane. Inhlanganiso ye-United Nations ibika ukuba kulabantu bafika inkulungwane phose ezilitshumi 8,000 asebabulawa sokulokho ele Russia lasehlasela ele Ukraine. Ele Ukraine lithi selimise ukuhlasela kwezinye indawo kule ngathi ele Russia lithi selimise ukuhlasela kwezinye indawo kwele Ukraine kulandela ukuhlaselwa ngabacatshengelwa ukuba ngamalucatsha avela kwele Ukraine. And the United Nations estimates that more than 843,000 Sudanese have been displaced by the fighting inside Sudan, which has entered its sixth week. Those who have escaped to the country and those still inside describe dire conditions, as aid groups say the number of internally displaced is likely to become much higher. Henry Wilkins reports from Kofron in Chad.
Rachid Karmis Abdellah escaped from Sudan hours before VOA interviewed him. He says he had been hiding from fighting inside the Sudanese town of Tindelti, just across the border from Chad, when armed men belonging to an ethnic Arab militia group broke into his home.
I was in town and I couldn't get away. The terrorists broke into my house and they took me away. They threatened to kill me. They are everywhere in Tindelti.
He says he was taken to a makeshift prison where he thought he would die, but an imam told the militia members to not kill him and instead release him across the border. Kaloun Adam says she fled Tindelti weeks ago, as soon as the fighting started, but has not heard from her son since.
The armed group destroyed everything. Houses and schools were destroyed, and there was no electricity. People ran away. I tried to find my son. We've been searching but didn't find anything.
Weeks later, he's still missing. Despite their horrific stories, Abdellah and Adam are among the lucky ones. They have escaped Sudan and the violence. Those still in the country face a less certain fate. The UN estimates that more than 843,000 have been internally displaced in Sudan, trying to escape fighting between warring sides that show little regard for civilian life. It expects the number of internally displaced people, or IDPs, to grow.
The population of Khartoum, which is where a lot of the fighting is happening, was estimated to be around 8 million people. That is the hotspot right now. And a lot of the people who are living in Khartoum are fleeing to neighboring states, such as Jazeera, White Nile, etc. And so that number is only expected to rise.
Humanitarian organizations say they've been struggling to get aid into Sudan to help IDPs, but some has begun to trickle in over the past 2 weeks. Aid groups and media lack access to Sudan, so the humanitarian situation for IDPs is unclear. VOA spoke with an IDP whose name we have withheld for her safety, who fled fighting in Khartoum for Port Sudan on the Red Sea coast. She says she had to leave her family behind in Khartoum.
This is the hardest decision I have ever had to make. Several reasons forced me to leave them, as my mom is sick and she can't travel for a long distance. I witnessed beatings, lootings, and shootings for the target civilians in their homes. And lately we started to hear cases of rape.
Victims and health workers have reported numerous cases of sexual violence against women still inside Sudan. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Kufrun, Chad.
And back to our topic of the day, Africans are expected to commemorate Africa Day tomorrow. Some activities are lined up at the African Union headquarters in Ethiopia to mark the important day. They include speeches, continental cultural activities, and other issues. Africa Day is designed to celebrate diversity and success and to highlight the cultural and economic potential of the continent. It marks the formation of the Organization of African Unity, or OAU, which is now known as the African Union. The theme of this year's celebrations is Acceleration of African Continental Free Trade Area. According to the African Union, the African Continental Free Trade Area is a trade pact aimed at creating a single market for goods and services for an estimated 1.3 billion people in Africa. The big question is, can Africans rejoice about this and other issues as the continent marks Africa Day? Namhlanje ukusho kwethu sixoxa ngosuku lweAfrica Day olunanza kusasa. Abantu baningi kuzwekazi leAfrica bakhangela ukunanza usuku lolu kusasa. Kambe kumele abantu kuzwekazi leAfrica bathakazelele na usuku lolu kumbe kuyehlula nje njengoba kukhanyazani kule nkinga ezingapheliyo kuzwekazi leAfrica. Ye, kunjalo ke ake sizwe ukuthi silobani khona manje. And joining us right now to discuss this issue, We have a guest, and I think that is Mr. Nkululeko. I think that's Mr. Nkululeko or someone Mpofu. And we also have Diana Zimbutsana Chambala. So we'll start with Miss Diana Zimbutsana Chambala. Welcome to the show, madam.
Thank you very much for the invite.
Thank you so much. So, you know, the first question is, what's your take on Africa Day?
Well, it's a crucial day that commemorates the formation of the Organization of African Union. But I live in South Africa, and South Africa does not commemorate the day. And it's not the only African country that doesn't do so. There are a couple of others. So it's important, but I don't think it's really relevant in the context of the general African population.
So why is South Africa not commemorating like you are saying?
I think it started in the with the freedom of or independence of South Africa. I think South Africans, through the negotiations that they did to attain the aforesaid independence, deemed the African perspective of the whole thing as not very necessary. That's my take. But I don't know if that's true or not, because then when this happened in the 90s, I was also a teenager myself, so I'm not so sure. But I think that is the my take on it, because even historically, a lot of South Africans and South African children have got no idea of the role that the rest of the continent played for them to attain the independence that they so enjoy today. So if the rest of South Africa had made that the participation of the rest of Africa as important, I think the holiday would have been the day would have been a holiday in the country as well.
Yes, let's turn to Mr. Mpofu. Mr. Mpofu, welcome to the show, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Yes.
Yes, I do understand what my sister is saying, but I think it depends. South Africans, the way they behave, it seems like they didn't see any much Africans help them to achieve where they are at the moment. Mm-hmm. That's why maybe like it's not theirs to celebrate that day. But at the same time, for me, when I look at the African Union is just there, but you don't see any achievement as an institution which is powerful because I don't know who's paying them. Maybe those who pay them, they make them not having the power they should be having at the moment, because they just they've got some lots of wars and the abuses and stuff like that. But it seems that each country they can break the rules, but they don't get the punishment or the consequences for what they behave. It's just like a club which is just there. I don't see really we should be celebrating, because it's a shame really that we should be where you are at the moment. Really, we should be not fighting, but if you have got this agreement, you can sit down and talk to each other without fighting. But at the moment, we see now Sudan is fighting, and the African Union is there. There's nothing they can do about it anyway.
Oh, yes, we get your point. And then going back to Mrs. Chambara. So, Mrs. Chambara, in your mother's language, so do you see any benefits of commemorating this day, really?
Benefits, yeah. And that's why I don't want to see Pundo Zunobuda faculty one, Tingle Tichi, Pemberas, Vidal. The Kuvets are on a holiday, you put one on Borega when I was a coro, Nekuma Bassa, I was a Kanaka and one on Bozora, says Omas, one of Kaku Tonore, good night, when I score one on Bozoro, when I score one body. As if besides the fire, Kunzeko is also a panacea number Buddha with the question. But not all Nasanga Noria knows the echo as the Reku West Africa, Renoto Rinema Simba Makuru, Kudarika, AU, yes, Jacqueline. Saka kungotota kungopemberawo zvedu seuzoro rakangogara riripo asi sekupembera hapana.
Ye, ubambe konapo ke baba Mpofu ngesintu sivili ubona zani po kukateka kanganani kuti abantu vananzwe sokulolo wena ukonapo sivili lawe uzalunaza yini njoba siyabona kuti ke ukwele South Africa.
Mina ngombono wami ukuqakatheka kwakhona mhlambe abakholisa leyo nkululeko abayitshoyo yibo abangaselebreta, but laba abanye abalukona usizo lwakhona ukuthi lubasiza ngani, ngoba kunje abantu ba-all over the places bese kudubekene ukuthi kuba vele kabekho lapho abakhona bahleli kubo emakubo khonale bencedisa uhulumende ababusayo, kodwa udubo nansi phezu kwalo akulancedo esilubonayo. Sihlale emazweni akhatshana, sikho lapho esizalelwe khona. So angiluboni ukuthi kithi kuyasisiza ukuthi sithwene siluselebrethela for what.
Oh, yes. Yes, Tolubambe, we've got Novantu Mbambo. She's in Ireland. She's calling. She's saying, can we call her right now? So I think our producers are going to call her. She's waiting for a call. And then at the same time, there are some people who are sending us messages on various platforms. So we'll be reading these messages as we go. So now the other emphasis is on, Mrs. Chambara, on the issue concerning Zimbabweans. Most of them, let me say, some people are leaving the country for greener pastures. So can such people celebrate, one? And secondly, those that are remaining in the country, can they also commemorate Africa Day?
Well, it's two-faceted, really. It's two ways. People can still celebrate their Africanness wherever they are, because it's not just a day to commemorate the start of an organization. It's also a day to commemorate who we are as Africans. So they can still celebrate on the one hand. On the other hand, they can look at this and say, but Africa didn't do right by me. Mm. Some people are dying trying to cross the ocean, going to Europe. Some people are dying from fleeing from their countries. Look at Sudan now, going into another country. Some people are dying in South Africa through xenophobic attacks. You look at truck drivers. So Africa, if Africa was a queen bee, it's a queen bee that's now starting to attack the other bees that are trying to make honey together with the queen bee. So yes, it's really the quagmire for sons and daughters of Africa.
Yes, so we hear you, Mr. Mpofu. When I'm going to work with Willy, what are we actually about again? One of our comments as I'm going to see a promo. Yes, I said, Salam Tanji, careful. So we're going to take a short break and come back and then go ahead with our discussion in which we are featuring some people. So let's take a break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. You can also send us messages right now on all our social media platforms. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Africa Day, and our guests are Mrs. Diana Zimbutsana Chambara of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. We also have Mr. Nkululeko Mpofu, a Zimbabwean working in London. So let's go back to Ubaba Mpofu. Africa Day. So abantu bazihlalela ezindlini nje bengajoni be nazi usuku lolu Ubaba Mpofu ngokutsho kwakho.
I'm thinking njengoba abantu bele freedom of expression, then umuntu uyazijuzela ukubona kumsiza, because abanye balayo ileyo nkululeko okukhulunywa ngayo, abanye ayikho. Esicabanga ukuthi kuba kuthiwa abaholi bethu balinjongo yinye efanayo, kuba yonke zonke indubo lezi ezikhona azikho. Kodwa kukhanya angiboni ukuthi ngempela kuyabathinta ukuthi balesifiso sokuthi sibili kube lokulunga eAfrika ngoba ama resources silawo wonke adingwa lapha eEurope ba china silawo asiwadinga khona ukuthi ngendlela endlalo kuba kuthiwa into nje ukuthiwa yiwo ayibi khona empilweni yomuntu ngoba ukuthatha umphefumulo womuntu yinto emhlungu kakhulu ukuthi noma lingaboni ngeliso elinye akumelanga ukuthi kuthiwa kuyaliwa kuba kuthiwa siyakujabulela konke khona lokhu kunandi esikubona abanye behleli phezu kwabo abanye becindezelwe bengakukholisi kona lokho kunandi okungangokuthi kuba kuthiwa wonke umuntu uyakukholisa kukhangelwe kungalokho ukuthi ungumhlobo bani kumbe uvelaphi kunjani sibe ngabantu esifanayo singabi sihlekwa yilaba amazwe abuya azosithumba azosikhipha empilweni esasiyiphila eyayinhle yakudala yabokhoye
siyakuzwa kakhulu
babuya ye kodwa manje yena le mpilo esikuyo eyabo abasifakwe isifake edukeni olukhulu kakhulu olwenza ukuthi abantu bethu begcine sebebuyela belandela abathundi bana laba ababethumba amazwe
siyabonga mpofu ye siyabonga kakhulu mpofu ubambe khonapho. We are joined by another lady, that is Mrs. Nowantu Dlodlo Mbambo. She is a nurse working in Ireland. Nkosikazi Mbambo, siyawamukela kuhlelo ma.
Hayi, ngiyabonga baba, dubeli njani khona.
Nasiphile kakhulu. So ke, tell us, you know, there's Africa Day tomorrow. How are you going to be commemorating this day in Ireland as Zimbabweans?
Oh, okay. Thank you for the question, baba Dube. And maybe to say happy Africa Day in advance. Right. So it's an annual event, actually, Lapai Island, from the time I moved into Ireland. And it's celebrated in different counties. Counties meaning I'm a provinces. So, like, if I recall, on Monday, it celebrated at Dublin, which is the capital anyway. So it's celebrated and wonka ma Africans, we are ndawonye. You know, what I'm Africans, we mean all countries that are under the African continent. And the good thing is the island is itwele ama Africans amanengi kakhulu. So it's an event a qualifier sibili esenza sikhumbule ekhaya because ilanga indlela esiyabe sigqoke ngayo, you know, nxa ufisa ukuvunula uyavunula and you really feel, you know, you are at home lanxa foreign land. So we're really looking forward to this day. And Nina, where I am, we'll probably be celebrating it this coming weekend.
In most cases, in the Queen's language, what do you think are the benefits of commemorating Africa Day?
All right. So I really want to believe it brings Africans together, though they're in different foreign lands. So that's what really marks Africa Day for me as a person. Yeah.
So, but wearing, let's say, African attire and all those things, do they bring any benefits or is it a question of cultural expression?
Well, it is a question of cultural expression. And then at the same time, like I keep saying, it identifies me with my origin, you know, because just the point that I'm away from home, miles and miles away from Africa, you know, it has those effects in me. But when I have such a day to commemorate Africa Day, it has so many attachments to my African continent. And the fact that, you know, I'm identifying myself with the other Africans around me, it really brings so much joy to me. Yeah.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. So we also have Mrs. Diana Zimbuzana. So Zimbuzana, coming back to you, at the end of the day, we know it's Africa Day, it will come and go or pass, you know. But year in, year out, people celebrate or commemorate that day. So, but are there any tangible benefits of, let's say, commemorating that day? We know it's all about OAU or the African Union. And some people are always saying the AU is a passive kind of onlooker in terms of what is happening right now, let's say, in Sudan, what is happening right now in DRC. We know there are some rebels in Rwanda and, I mean, in other countries like Central Africa. There are some, you know, kind of conflicts. So my question is AU worth celebrating?
It is worth celebrating.
The reason why it is worth celebrating is, whilst it doesn't work now, I think we need to keep it on the radar, because when we maintain it on the radar, the generation that comes, because now, whenever I talk to people, the younger generation, they are now of the sentiment that the Africa Union has let us down. So if we keep the day active, those people will then rise up one day and say, no, we need to take charge, and we need to take charge of these things. The biggest issue that I have with the African Union is that it doesn't have its own money. Its headquarters in Addis Ababa was built by the Chinese. They get sponsorship for their secretariat from the European Union. So they have no say. He who pays the piper chooses the tune in this instance. Mm-hmm. So the African Union has got to start utilizing the resources that are within Africa. And when they do that, they'll be able to retain some muscle and have teeth.
So it should operate like ECOWAS. You can go now using your mother language. Go ahead. So it can work as ECOWAS, right?
Yeah, it's not the African Union, even in Brian Mazino. I think it is become a same way, Snamen, Kunzipam, Papa Kashkava, no Shika, Vanongo Shkava, Hita, Tora, Tora, Nakuti, and Brian, and Nameno. Saka African Union is right, Nameno, Chondrosha, and Jakuti, headquarters, Yawa China, Yakava Kwanema China. Ivo Mariza, Vano Tandi, Savana, Shanda Ikoko, Vano Zipu, and European Union, and Nena, USA.
Yeah, thank you so very much. Siya kuba umpofu, ngamafutshane ba umpofu. 1 minute ngena kunapho uvala uhlelo ukuthi uthi pho kumele kwenziweni abantu njoba kungani ba konona. Ngamafutshane kakhulu.
Yeah, ngicabanga ukuthi ngoba yikho ngishilo lapha ukuthi obaholisayo bona laba bayibo abayibo abakhangela ukuthi izinto zimi kahle. Ngicabanga ukuthi okwenza bengabi lamandla ukuthi mhlambe abantu ababaholisayo abaholiswa yibo bona laba akumele bebakhangele ukuthi amazwe kuba kuthiwa acontribute imali eyenza ukuthi labana abantu behole ukwenzela ukuthi bethole amandla. Manje ngathi bathola kuma-donors abaholisayo, baholiswa ngama-organization angasiwa e-Africa amanye akhona. Ngokunjalo ngibona ngathi kuyi-problem.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke. Nkosikazi Mbambo, phosa ukugcina mama.
I just want to say, for this day, you know, Langan Yisekaya, I still remember the way we celebrated Pascora, you know, to enjoy the African food and everything. So I still recall those moments, and I'm happy because I'm able to still celebrate it the way I'll celebrate it when I'm back home. I Nyabonga Babatu.
What's your message to people who are saying it's not worth celebrating?
Well, I guess it all depends on how you identify yourself as an African. Yeah, it's very important in as much as there are other aspects pertaining to, you know, our African continent, you know, the financial aspect of it and everything. But I still stand to say your being African will not change whether whatever circumstance that you have back in your African, you know, continent. So you are still an African, and you need to uplift that identity and still stand firm to it. So, yeah, I still say that, yeah.
So you are saying it's worth celebrating, and while Zimbuzana is saying, oh, well, it could be a celebration, it could maybe not be, like what Mr. Mpofu is saying too. So we've come to the end of our program today. We wish to thank our guests and listeners. Let's meet again next time. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.